Okay, Shalom Aleichem. So I call this as an emergency shiur. So just as reason why it's an emergency was there's two bechinas. Stephen Covey spoke about this, yeah, very a great length in the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. There's two things. There's what's called important and urgent. So you've got a quadrant. You've got important, urgent, and then you've got things that are urgent, they're important. Things that are urgent, that are not important, things that are important, not urgent, and things that are not important, not urgent. Okay? To learn this quadrant, it'd be very is very, very important. Just the point is, something that's urgent and important is called an emergency. Something that's urgent and not important is called an urge. Something that's important and not urgent, you have to be taken care of because it's not gonna, like your health. It's not urgent that you don't eat that pizza, but it's important. Well, it's not urgent that you go to the gym, but it's important. So those are that's the world of the Beinoni. He's working in that world of important but not urgent. And the more time you spend in things that are important and not urgent, the less time you need to spend in things that are important and urgent. You with me? Because it fixes everything up. Anyway, this is important and urgent, meaning I had a tremendous urge to give this over, and it's important. So I called it an emergency. Anyway, that's just by way of introduction. Yeah, we were like dreamers. There's just before I give this over, I want to just give a very important point here is that in everything that I've learned, Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Chassidus, everything, I've never ever seen any, literally any tzaddik refer to this world as a dream, a thought, speech, kavana, emotion, loads of ratzon, loads of stuff, but never a dream. Yeah. If you read like the deeper stuff from the Eastern world, yeah, all they speak about is of this world as a dream. Constantly referring it to referring to this world as a dream. So what I wanted to just give over was this incredibly powerful meditation that we can have that will really help us get a tefisa, so to speak, on Yichud Hashem. You say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Echad obviously doesn't mean that there's just no other God. Echad, as we know, means that Ein Od Milvadoi. There's only Hashem, which is difficult to understand because from our experience, it doesn't appear like that. There's me, there's you, there's the computer, there's the room, etc. So there's lots of different meditations to help us get to grips with this, but this is one that I haven't seen before, but Farish, that I wanted to give over. And it's the idea of the dreamer. Okay, so you've got a guy in LA. Avi in Emma in LA falls asleep in his bed, yeah? And Avi in
Right.
LA has a dream that he is Chaim in Yerushalayim. We don't usually dream that we're another person, but you can. So Avi, asleep in LA, is dreaming that he is Chaim walking through the streets of Yerushalayim. Now, from the perspective of Chaim, the character in his dream in Yerushalayim, he's walking through the streets and there's the place, there's the streets and the buildings, etc. And then there's him. He's a character in the dream. So, from the dreamer's perspective, there is, I mean, when you understand it according to the reality of it, all there is Avi's mind. There's not two things, there's just Avi's mind. But in the dream, there's Chaim experiencing this world as something other than him. He's not one with all the buildings and with all the cars and with everything. There's him and the world. So now, this is really how it is, although it's not a dream, it's a thought. We can call it a thought in Hashem's mind. We exist as the words avatars. You know what that means? An avatar? It's really difficult to describe it. It means like a personality that you go into, like that film Avatar, you know, by that was
Yeah.
They became that that blue monster thing, yeah? That was their avatar into this world. So an avatar is like a character that you play, so to speak. So the world, the unity of reality, yeah, Shem Echad, is referring to the unity of Hashem's mind. And all of the things of this world exist in his mind. In his mind, in reality, they're not separate things. From the experience of the one, the avatar in the dream, they are separate things. There's a duality, a multiplicity. Only from Chaim's perspective, there's a multiplicity. But Eliba de Emes, in truth, all there is Avi's mind. That's all there is. They're not separate things. That's a great moshul for understanding Yichud Hashem, that we exist in the mind of the Ribbono Shel Olam, all of us together. So now you might say, well, look, right now, let's just say we're sitting in front of a bowl of fruit. Yeah. I could describe to you the fruit, and you from the other side of the table would be describing basically the same fruit. That's a raya that we're in the same mind. You with me? Because we're experiencing the same world, that shows you that we're in the same mind. Because the world is real. Everything is, things don't, from your side, from my side, they're not different. You come around to the same side of the table as me, you'll be seeing the same bowl of fruit. So now this is how it is. We don't dream like this, but imagine, just imagine. So now we said there's Avi asleep in LA, dreaming that he's Chaim in Yerushalayim. Could you imagine that in Avi's dream, he's not just Chaim in Yerushalayim, but he's also Akiva in Yerushalayim? See, we don't dream like that. I mean, I don't anyway. But could you imagine that your mind could contain two different avatars in the same place? You with me?
Yeah.
You could imagine. I mean, we don't do that, but you can see how that could be. Yeah, that you could actually be two people in one dream. It'd be like,
Do
it might
you
look
mean at
like,
the same time?
yeah, it might look like, like one of the computer games where you've got the higher level and the lower. I don't know how it would look, but you could potentially
Got
be
it. Okay.
experiencing the same world from two different perspectives and seeing it through the eyes of those two different people at the same time. That could be just like a fly. Yeah, a fly has 360 vision.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, they do. So when they're sitting there, they see 360 degrees. We can't fathom that because, well, if you how do you see behind you? You can see, do you know what I'm saying? Doesn't make sense to us. But in a fly's mind, it probably wouldn't make sense how we see. Maybe it would actually, but we can't understand how he sees. But in a dream, there could be two characters. We could actually be two characters experiencing the same place.
You would think that the characters would all get along.
Great point. We'll get there. We'll get there. Zvatashem.
But then there's no Nisayon.
So that's a great point. And that's exactly where we're going. You know, it's a great point because that's where the guy giving over is going to next. Great question as always takes you to the next stage as opposed to throws you off that direction. So now multiply those two people by 8 billion. Now we're getting a little closer to reality. The Ribbono Shel Olam is causing everything to be every single moment, including you and me, including you and me. Now, what does he want? He wants to come into his world. See, in the East, this world is a dream. So who wants to, what's a dream is shtuyot, a dream is sheker, a dream is nothing, yeah? Why do you want to be in a dream? You want to be in the real world. So the goal is to get out of the dream and to go back to reality. But we don't hold that this world's a dream. This world is a thought. This world is speech. This world is an intentional, this world is being created with intent by the creator. This world's real. This world's 100% real. It's just dependent, but it's real. Our goal as Jews is not getting out of this world to go back to Hashem. Our role as Jews is bringing Hashem into this world. We've heard many, many times. So what does that look like? That's what it says here. She amalo is beshuva doinai es shivat tzion hayinu kocholamim. We were like dreamers. But you could read it, not we were like dreamers, we were like dreams. This is the whole point, is that our goal in this world is to recognize that we are Hashem's avatar, that we are his character in the dream. We are not something separate. We are not something separate from this world. We are not something separate from God. We are here in this world. Once we can get our mind around that and start to realize that that's exactly what we are, yeah, then he actually comes into his world through that avatar. Kol zman, we are thinking that we are something unto ourselves. Hashem is being prevented, so to speak, from coming into his world. So Geula is described as we were like dreams. We were like dreams, but now we awoke to the reality of rea the truth of reality, in that we're just his avatar in this world. We are his purposeful character in this world. What does that end up looking like? Well, that the only re the reason why in the why in the East they can't, I suppose they can't do this, is because they don't have halacha. They don't have revelation. See, halacha is Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem is how Hashem wants this world to be. Yeah, at 7 o'clock in the morning or whatever time it is, Hashem wants the Jew to put on tefillin, to say Kriya Shema, Davan Shacharis. That's called Ratzon Hashem. That's halacha. That's what this world, the reason why there's a 7 o'clock, and the reason why there's leather for tefillin, and the reason why there's a Jew with an arm, is so that his Ratzon can take place. It all comes together at that point. You with me? So they don't have that. They don't have revelation that got given to the Yidden. We're called the Or Lagoyim. We're the ones who give the or what's the light that we're giving to the world is Hashem's intention. They chupped it. They chupped the world. The goyim have chupped, a lot of the goyim have chupped reality, but they.
Well, they have this. Would you say they have like they can be spiritual, but they don't have that action that makes it that spirituality can be pushed through, like in a
They can
sense.
be spiritual, but they can't be godly. That's the point. Godly means you're doing Ratzon Hashem. Finished. Whether you feel spiritual, whether you feel physical, whether you feel amazing, whether you feel nothing, that's Ratzon Hashem. That's creating the portal for Hashem to be in his world. And that's called waking up from the dream. But not wake up from the dream. We're not the ones having the dream. We're the character in the dream. See, that's why Yonah in Sefer Yonah, he went after he Hashem said to him, I want you to go and speak to Nineveh, yeah? And then the scene cuts to Yonah like running the opposite direction. And then all of a sudden he's fast asleep in the bottom of a ship. Shucks. There's this crazy storm going on and he's fast asleep. Why? Because if you ignore the Devar Hashem, you're asleep. You're just, what's it called? An NLP, a non-live player. Is that, you know what that is?
Yeah, it's the first time I heard it.
You just become a graphic. You're like like you're the turtle in Mario. You're just an automaton. You're a robot. When you ignore the Devar Hashem, what happens next is you fall deeply asleep at the bottom of the ship. And to get woken up, you have to get swallowed by a fish for a few days. But that's the idea of if we're not listening to the Kol Demama Daka, Kol Rega Rega, if we're not trying, if we're not open to hearing Hashem's communication with us, and he's communicating with us the whole time. And it's not just it doesn't mean it has to be a voice out of the sky. It can be you read it in a sefer, it could be your friend tells it to you, or it could be you see it on the side of a bus, whatever Hashem's not limited by how he communicates with us. But if we're not open to that communication, then we just become a graphic. We fall asleep at the bottom of the boat. And that's why Geula is called Hayinu Kocholamim. We were like dreams, but we've woken up. So I just finished with a really funny little story. Is when I was in Sfas years ago, it was a freezing cold morning, and I woke up and there was no hot water. I ended up having to have a freezing cold shower. It was really unpleasant. And then I got out of the shower and I dried myself, and then I actually woke up. I dreamed, and then I had to do it all over again. I had dreamed that I'd woken up, gone through all the
Oh.
pain of waking up, had a horrible cold shower, and then I woke up and I had to do it again.
Wow.
Rahmanas. So
So good.
right now, our job is to wake up. And this is what Ami said, what Avi said about why aren't we getting on, is because we're not aware of this. That's the whole point, because we're asleep. The minute we become aware of it, how can you have two? If you're a put together person, you're not going to have two characters in the dream that are at odds with each other. They're going to be helping each other. If you're in control of the dream, you're going to have two characters who are mamash on the same side, or 8 billion characters who are mamash on the same side. That's exactly how it should be. So the reason why there is that is because we haven't woken up in the dream. We're still that asleep character. So we have to just get connected to the fact that Hashem is consciously causing us to be kol rega verega, and it's not that we're, but we are his Pesach, his entrance into this world, and that means listening to the communication and living in accordance to Ratzon Hashem, and that's mamash called geula, and that's why the tzaddikim, there's a story with one of the tzaddikim, I've forgotten who it was, when they asked him if Mashiach had come, and he had to put his head out the window, and he said no, not yet. And they asked him, why do you have to put your head out the window? So he says, because in my house, we're in a matzav of geula. It's not something we're waiting for. And that's, I think you can say, we'll finish on this, is that the Lubavitcher say Mashiach now. Yeah, and that sounds like a request, a demand, but maybe it's a statement. Maybe Mashiach now means that Mashiach is being now, being present right now in the dream, not being, not in the dream, in the thought, in the speech, not being a NLP, a non an NLP, a non-life player, but being that active player who's acting as an avatar that aversion could come into our, that's called being present. And that's the avoider of, that's our avoider as well, Hashem. So the tzaddik is the person who has realized that he is an avatar in the dream, and he has no agenda of his own left. I'm a part of Hashem's world. I'm a part of Hashem's thought, whatever I am, not a dream. And that's what the tzaddik is. The beinoni, which is who we're the ones who are generally, for the most part, asleep, or we're playing the role of just being a figure in a dream. But whenever our own agenda pops up, and it contradicts Hashem's agenda, we remember reality, and we're able to override our own personal agenda. We don't click that button on the computer, or we don't say that thing to our wife, or we don't go to that place we know we shouldn't go to, whatever it is. Yeah, that's the avoider of the Beinoni. So we're working constantly on trying to be a conscious player in the dream, but our default position is not that. We're in the thought. But when there's a contradiction between our agenda and his agenda, we put our agenda to the side and we allow his agenda to flow into the world, which is basically him flowing into his world. That is what's a shame.
No.